What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Okay, you guys, if you are coming to the Nashville show and you want to be considered to be a guest host, email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Speaking of which, we have announcements for the people that are going to be the guest hosts on our Patreon. We put it out there. We want to hear what you guys think about the season. We have three winners. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com and we will set up the schedule. We are going to do our very first in-studio ever podcast hosted by three lucky contestants, and they are number one, Emmy Wigginton. She sent us a really cute email. Emmy Wigginton, you have been selected to come in and do a guest podcast with us. So email us and we're going to set it up. Joining you, and we will organize, everybody will be at once. Also, Megan Corbett, you have been selected to come in and do a Patreon episode in the third guest host of that podcast. Selected is Christy Bonet, if I'm saying that correctly. You three ladies have been selected to come in for the Patreon bonus guest host. You can hear all of our Patreon episodes on patreon.com/WYATR. We just did the episode with Ben Higgins and Rachel Lindsay doing the lip sync battle. And I think we're going to start watching the Australia Bachelor soon. If you guys are coming to the Nashville podcast, I'm asking for a favor from one of the fans, and can you email us if somebody is willing to do this? Will somebody make a foam core board with photos of all of the contestants that are going to be on Bachelor in Paradise? And you can get a list online. Will somebody make and bring a foam core board? Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com and let us know if you are coming to the show and you're willing to bring a board with the photos of all of the Bachelor in Paradise contestants, because we want to we basically want to do our draft picks on stage with you guys. You guys, we are so excited about our new sponsor. This is the coolest, cutest company. It is brought to you this episode by Kitnip Box. Kitnip Box is the perfect way to get lazy cats active. Even senior kitties who in the past have expressed no interest in playing, they will leap for Kitnip Box catnip pillows and feather ones. It's a monthly subscription that sends you a really awesome box of toys for your cat to keep. I have three cats and I know they get bored of the same old toys, or they rip them to shreds, or they get all the catnips out. And so they get so excited and they know that it's for them. And so each month, cat parents don't have to worry about constantly restocking their home with toys and treats. Kitnip Box comes every single month and each month is uniquely themed. So cats and their parents have something fun and new to look forward to with each delivery. Past themes have been going on a picnic, Wild West, tea time at the cat cafe, which I actually went to one recently, and circus. And they offer two different sizes. So if you're a single cat household, you would get the Happy Cat Box. That's 4 to 5 goodies total, and that's $19.99 a month. Or if you have two or more cats, which I do, you would get the multi-cat box and you get six or seven goodies total, and that is $29.95 a month. Their boxes are so cute. Their Instagram is so cute. They donate to a lot of good causes. It's a really cool company. We're so happy they're a sponsor. And for cats with sensitive tummies or people who are picky eaters or like my Keith, who's starting to, he's not fitting through things. They will specially curate a no treats box option, which replaces treats with another fun toy or goodie. So our listeners get a special deal of 15% off their first month with the promo code ROSE. So put in ROSE, you get ROSE, you get 15% up. Go sign up now. Surprise your cat with a box every month. Visit kitnipbox.com. That's KITNIPBOXDOT.com and use promo code ROSE for 15% off your first month. Anna, how cute are these boxes?
They're really cute.
And how cute is their Instagram?
Their Instagram is adorable.
I mean,
love
Katie,
it.
You hunted them down. And we were like,
well, I was like, because a lot of our listeners, we did our survey, which is still on our website. If you want to do it, if you go to our website and go to connect or links, the survey is under there. A lot of our listeners had cats, and I was like, this is a perfect fit.
It's so
and
good.
You guys have cats.
Yeah. And it really appeals to me.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Here we go. Oh my god, things are so good. I'm here, guys. Friday night, and by that I mean Tuesday night. High in a tower in Hollywood that somebody pays for, not me. That's how I like it. I'm with a friend, a lover, an American, a woman that I celebrated in a cemetery recently with. Her birthday is sexy. Bachelor fan, a fiance, my friend, Fortune Feimster.
Oh, so many things.
My name is Arda Marie, and I'm here with my friend Fortune. Hi, Fortune.
Hi, lover.
Hello, lover. Hi, Jackie. Hi, lover, lover.
Hi. My lover is sitting beside us.
We've got
us.
Her foxy lover. You guys, I had so much fun
eating chips.
You might know Fortune from the Mindy Project.
Yes.
You might know Fortune from Champions.
You might not know it.
You might know her from Chelsea Lately, her stand-up. You had one of those specials, the Netflix things.
Yeah, I was in the first season. Now they're in the second season.
Get it.
But it was like a half hour, six comics, 1 half hour.
Oh, so you got the bigger one. That's good. They cut it down.
I know. Now
soon,
it's 15.
Soon it'll be like 2.5, a tight two.
Yeah.
A tight two. Yeah,
here's a snippet of comedy.
Do you?
Give us your best one-liner.
Do you have anything that you want to promote coming up? Any clubs?
Gosh, I'm going to be in Virginia Beach and Raleigh, North Carolina.
You tour a lot.
Cleveland and Columbus coming up. That's all in just the month of August.
That's a lot.
Yeah, well, it's good though. I went to college in Raleigh,
there
North
you go.
Carolina. So
I love that accent.
I love
that North Carolina accent.
I go home and I get to see my college friends.
Yeah, you do.
My mom, of course, drives up.
I want you to know that I'm performing at Zany's Nashville this weekend.
That's a great club.
With my mom. She's coming.
Oh, really?
And she's going to be on stage.
Little tag team.
This Sunday at 2 p.m., we're doing a live podcast.
Oh,
Jana Marine is going to be there with Rob Benedict live. Come submit to be come up and be to give your 2 cents about the season. But yeah, Janet Marine from Little Compton Real Estate will be there.
Don't tell my mom, she's gonna be so jealous.
We also have a woman who's giggling, a woman that I met above a Chinese restaurant that's now closed, who then I took to a comic book store that's now closed, and soon we're gonna close down whatever this tower is. It's Anna Hosnier.
Yeah.
We really do close down.
We're the closers. It's the wrong definition of the closers, but we actually are the closers.
If you want your venue to shut down.
Are you ready to owe a lot of money to a bank, not have any income coming in? Anna, did you have fun at your fantasy podcast symposium in Philly?
Yeah, I stood out so obnoxiously.
Because you were wearing your bachelorette
stuff. I was wearing a Hawaiian
stuff.
Shirt, yeah. And it was all like white men in like button downs. And I was like, did I not wear the right outfit? And everyone was like, you look ridiculous. And I was like,
to me, you sound like you look fine.
I went on vacay to a podcast.
You were like, let's get this on, Philly. Yeah. And across from me, a woman in her brand new Target 101 Dalmatian shirts, a woman who's in escrow, a woman who I love. Don't fear her because she's sexier because she's in escrow, Miss Katie Levine. Hi, Katie.
Hi. I'm glad you like my shirt. I saw it and I was like, This was my favorite movie when I was a kid, of course. And I had to buy it. So
Jax loves Target shirts.
They've gotten better and better. And I keep thinking, is it lame? Like, if I buy like a Ramones t-shirt at Target?
No, it's just smart shopping. Yeah. No, I bought a Smokey the Bear shirt. I bought one with pineapples on it.
I want a Smokey and the Bandit shirt from Target. That's kids out there. Google Burt Reynolds, and that's how you do it. We got a little titty drip, and we're ready.
Spilling water on my titty.
All right, before we get started, I want to say generally the tell all episodes are not good. I give this one 5 gold stars. I loved it.
Yeah, it was definitely very interesting.
Before we get going, overall, how are you feeling about the season? How do you feel about Becca as a bachelorette? Who do you think she's gonna pick, et cetera, et cetera?
I wasn't into it until like two episodes ago.
It's been kind of a snooze.
It was a giant snooze.
It's been a snooze.
I was like, she's being boring. They're being boring. Yeah. And then I think once it hit hometowns, it started to get juicier. I mean, and like sweeter. I legit got a little teary-eyed when she let go of Jason.
Me too. Yeah.
I didn't like him at first.
I didn't either.
I thought he was like schmarmy.
Me too. Too much hair. Too much hair grease.
Slick back thing. And then he was so sweet. I just wish for your happiness. Although, I guess we'll get to it.
No, you can talk. I have a lot of opinion.
I mean, I keep going back and forth about, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, he really loved her. And then other times I was like, oh, he didn't love her.
Well, it's when they're doing with him, clearly they're kind of grooming him to be they're auditioning him to be the bachelor.
Which I don't think he should be.
Who do you think it should be?
I thought they were going to go with Colton, but then they put him on Bachelor in Paradise. So clearly he's not going to be the one. And he would be a little boring.
I think he might be a turd.
Really?
I think he might actually be.
He might be a virgin turd.
He might be a virgin turd.
No, I don't think he's a turd. I think, like you said, he's boring.
Yeah.
And he just has no experience.
He has the look they want, but not the personality.
The fact that he's a talking head. The fact that he got that upset by the golden undies, it's like, dude, she gave him golden underpants. He was fun. Like, would he go, oh, thank you? And then, the fact that it rattled him that much, I'm like, dude, get a sense of humor, man.
Yeah, I mean, he would just be, that's why I don't think,
I don't trust him. I think he did go on for Tia. I think he just wants to be famous.
Totally.
Jackie, what do you think? I don't trust him.
Agreed.
He feels shady.
He wants to be a sports commentator, you know? So this is like his way of getting that, fame.
I thought it was too convenient that Tia showed up right before the fantasy suite.
As Jordan pointed out, my favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan, is he not the greatest character that's ever been on scripted reality?
I hate him so bad.
Tell me.
Freaking ridiculous. He's not real.
But don't you think?
He's got to be an actor that they were like, hey, you'd be kind of interesting.
I don't think any actor's that good.
Really?
I think he's actually mentally ill. And when he kept saying I wasn't trying to be funny, I think he might actually have some damage.
But do you think he really refers to himself as a male model all the time?
Yes, I do.
In life?
I think when you hear
as a male model. I'm a male model.
That's why he lives in Florida, because you can get away with that
kind of thing. He worked at Dillard's until last year.
He worked at Dillard's.
I think, in my mind, when you hear, like, when you
4,000 people on swipes.
Oh my, that was amazing. When you hear about, like, when he finally did break down, he heard about his hard childhood, like, and that he grew up with nothing and his mother was mentally ill. Part of me felt like he constructed, like, if I look okay on the outside, I'm okay on the inside. Like, if it just looks. So there's a part of me that actually feels like they found this one magical, slightly broken toy that's like, I actually think he believes. Now I think he's going to start to play the part of Jordan on, like, Paradise. But it's almost like Daniel the Canadian the first season we got
him. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
The purity of like the weird insanity, and then they know, oh, people like when I do this, and then
he'll thrive in Bachelor in Paradise.
He's gonna thrive in that
because weirdos thrive on that show.
Dude, I can't wait
because it's not as much about like getting married; it's about who's the craziest.
Dude, that is the greatest. And
kill it.
And we needed a good season after last season got taken from us, and now we're back to the fun.
But it got taken, but then didn't it get reinstated?
It got reinstated, and we got Raven and Adam got engaged, guys.
That's true.
But all the fun I've been
Are they still together?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. For real?
For real. Oh, I'm in deep, guys. Yeah, I'm in deep.
You're in deep.
You know what? It got taken from us, and then all of the hookups happened like in the hotel in Dallas while they were waiting for the investigation to end.
Oh, right. You know who broke up? You know who just broke up, though? Taylor and
Derek.
They
just broke up.
She should have hung on to that sweet pea.
Well, I didn't read why that, you know, what
they
the reason
did. I was rooting for them.
But then you have Ashley and
God, I can't
with
that.
What's his face?
Jared.
Who thought that was going to happen?
Dude, he gave in to his captor. You just give in to the captor. Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
was it Stockholm Syndrome?
That's a whole other season coming up.
Oh, God. You know they're going to get a show. That's
for sure. Or they'll at least get their wedding on television.
For sure.
But the reason I was thinking that, back to Jason, right? With slicked hair.
I'm sorry for drinking tea, guys. Don't be upset by the spoon.
The reason why I kept going back and forth about him is that when he was like, when they put him on the couch and they first started showing clips of them, he was like laughing and smiling like, and you're just like, that's not a hurt person.
Right.
And then they started playing the sadder parts and then he looked sad.
Yeah.
But then he was like, you know, I just wanted to be happy. And then he's like, I'd love to be friends. Can I have a hug? That's not a devastated person.
This is my theory is that he knows he's in the running to be the bachelor.
Yeah.
And they made Becca do that too with Lauren, that like they know if they're in the running that they have to be over it and just like I think he's auditioning. If she picks dumb Garrett and then it's down to Blake and Jason, I think he's doing his best good
Blake,
guy.
I don't think Blake can do it. Blake's too emotional. Every time he has
Blake
to break
looks like
up with
he's
a girl.
Gonna die if he doesn't get picked.
No,
honestly, who's she gonna pick before we
So you clearly don't like Garrett.
Well, Garrett is he's like homophobic. He like doesn't believe the Parkland.
He thinks they're crisis
actors.
But did he now the controversy with him was that
he liked
posts that said these things.
All of them.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot though. There was like about like
oh, there was a lot.
There was a lot like the one like there was like a border guard throwing a child over the wall.
Just like
he
everything.
Like, he liked it.
He was liking a lot.
He liked
of
a lot of it.
Yeah, okay. Stuff where you.
It's tough because he's so likable. He's dumb as a stump, but he's the most likable racist.
And there's a picture of her from a long time ago on Instagram giving a Trump sign the finger.
Yeah.
She was
like a public Hillary supporter.
Yeah. And so like you have to wonder in this day and age when you're meeting someone and you're dating, do you have to ask right away?
You
have to be like, are you Republican or Democrat?
What I don't get is like they're meeting from people from all over. Yeah. Like you find out, oh, he's from like farmland. Like how do you not
but
ask
he,
that?
To be fair to him, like or to her picker, he has come off. He was sweet with all the guys. He was. Yeah. He didn't. Usually, if somebody act like, usually the racist leaks their rakes. Like he. Yeah. That's what's confusing. And you're like, oh, honey, we know all the stuff about this guy because somebody did a deep dive on his likes.
Well, he's a nice
racist.
What
he's the nicest.
That's the problem. He's always like a breath of fresh air.
He is such a pleasant racist.
A pleasant racist.
He is a breath of fresh racist. That's what's confusing. Like so, if you didn't know, like.
So you're pulling for Blake.
Yeah. But look at Blake's.
But Blake seems like unstable. I don't understand.
If I didn't know all this stuff about Gary, aside from his like liking of the kids getting thrown, he feels like he's been kicked in the head by a horse. He's so dumb.
So take all the likes aside because we have not sat him down. We don't know
likes
his
aside. And you know what? Maybe he grew up in a very small. We did see his dad make fun of a mentally handicapped person. So maybe,
we did. Yeah. Oh my God! I must have missed some of this stuff.
He was walking. Goodbye.
They aired it. So he did that in the background. Yeah. Like, very quick.
I vaguely remember that now.
Yeah.
It was almost as if
And
four
I just
men.
Kept kind of thinking, well, that was a joke that fell flat.
He seems sweet enough.
Maybe he's not a bad guy, just like a little ignorant.
I think he might not have been exposed to other, like, he didn't seem like a bad guy.
Yeah.
He might just have not been exposed.
Yeah, that's
he can come around.
That's why a lot of people suffer from in that regard. It's that the lack of exposure.
I would hope that this would have.
But she seems a more woman of the world.
He doesn't seem that bright.
I don't, I'm like, what are you going to do, live on a farm.
This is the tomato. All I want is me and Becca.
Oh, when he says all I want, I die inside.
All I want and me, and then we go, and it's the happiest day of my life. And then all I want.
I just keep wondering if he has said all I want in front of her. Because that might be like the deal breaker for me.
That's a deal breaker.
He speaks so slowly.
It's also like when people hold a fork like this.
All I want.
The fork like this.
Oh, I'm kind of a beast when I eat. Oh, no, so
I'm disgusting. I'm disgusting. My brother, I have literally the grossest eater, but it's the fork.
Luckily,
the fork.
Jax didn't see me eat until like a month into us being together.
No, I can't stay not stained, and yeah. I like to eat with my hands, and I don't like to eat at the table, and I lick the bowl with my fingers, and I wear an apron to cover my unfuckable at home
while you're eating.
I wear like an apron. Hilarious. And it's truly what it's like, an animal that is like. I went to boarding school, and there was like,
you did? I didn't know that.
Didn't have a high school in my town. I went to boarding school, and it's like, so it'd be like 15 golden retrievers that you'd have to eat really fast because all the kids' hands will just be in your plate. I'm like a defensive eater.
Oh, interesting.
And my dad would just eat, like, he wouldn't eat with the family. He thought that he couldn't gain weight if he ate standing up.
That's
so
amazing.
He would just eat off of your, like, if it wasn't his food, it didn't count. And he would just eat with his little.
I'm a defensive eater.
I'm going to eat it before you take my food.
I can't believe your hometown didn't have a high school.
Oh, no. Not even close. We didn't have a stoplight.
What?
We don't have a stoplight.
How many people live in that town?
3,000.
You would have been perfect for The Bachelor.
Oh, my God. Little Compton. Yeah. Oh, my
God. Can you
God.
Imagine them? They would have totally loved visiting your hometown.
Oh, my God. They would have loved it. Oh, my God. They
like
would
Chris,
have
had- like Chris Solis.
Yes, it would have been like, I feel like they would have like
who's
hired.
Who's now murdered someone.
Oh my God, poor guy. Oh God.
He
poor
just
guy.
Disappeared.
I know.
Is he in jail?
No, he got away with it,
oh,
didn't
geez.
He?
I don't know.
Anyway, sorry
guy.
To bring
He's a
it down.
Alcoholic.
That poor guy. Honestly.
He is a raging
oh,
alcoholic.
Yeah. That was the whole problem. I remember I read somewhere that they would go to film on his farm during his season and his tractor would be filled
with
empty bottles.
It was just filled with empty. Yeah. Sorry, I had a drink of tea, guys.
Gosh, you guys all find all the scoop out.
We're in
I'm
so
on the
deep.
Internet.
We're in too deep, guys. Yeah. When you have the Bachelorette podcast or Bachelor, people email
I guess
you
that
things.
Girl is like, oh, I got to get out of here. But like once somebody's proposing to you on TV, you have to say yes.
Which one are we talking
Who
about?
Did he propose
Chris Solis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But because she, you know, she might have known. This is a real
dud. Yeah. I'm stuck on this farm.
Yeah.
There was like, if you guys are ever, let's say you break a femur and you're stuck in bed for like 5 months, try and go online and buy on iTunes. It was only 3 seasons long. It was on CMT. It was called Sweet Home Alabama. It was 12 city guys and 12 country guys looking for their cowgirl. It was the greatest. And the farm. So they brought in like the cast of the Jersey Shore, but then the farmers were actually like real hot lonely farmers.
Oh, really?
There was this one named Bubba who was so fucking hot. He had like his oh god, it was the greatest dating show ever. So here we are, we're at Men Tell All. We get lots of very exciting. All the previews are Bachelor in Paradise. First on Bibiana, Kenny the King.
Uh huh.
All right, and then we get Oh, I have to say, this should go up top, but I'm going to say it here. My show on Netflix comes out August 10th, Insatiable, with Sarah Colonna.
Oh, that's right.
And Debbie Ryan and Alyssa Milano. It's going to be Friday, August 10th. All the episodes drop. It's so fun, and I am a rascal on
it. We just saw the billboard for it on Melrose, kind of near right past east of Fairfax.
I gotta go see it. There's a bunch of, I haven't seen any yet. So then I didn't recognize some of the people that were in the Bachelor in Paradise. Kendall.
I didn't either. Some of the new
The newer
guys.
People, I'm like, I don't know who the like I don't
Joe the Grocer.
Gross.
I can't even say it.
Grocery Store Joe. Yeah. Let's talk about Grocery Store Joe.
He has no personality.
Oh, my God. I thought he was adorable.
People are obsessed with him for literally no reason.
It's
his voice.
He actually felt, and it was his accent.
Yeah.
Southern.
He didn't have anything
Chicago.
To say.
I liked that when he talked to Chris Harrison. He's like, well, I don't know you that well. I mean, you seem all right.
Yeah.
He's such a Chicago, I don't know.
It's a Midwestern boy.
It seemed pretty cool. He's like, how was your time on The Bachelor? It was horrible. I mean, it just went horrible.
He's like, I went home the first day.
It was horrible.
He's like, I thought it was going to be bad, but then it ended up being great. And that was it.
And it's like, what, people just want their pictures taken. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I wonder if his grocery store is booming.
I bet it's booming. And now he's going to be at Paradise.
He's probably like, yeah. I don't know why everyone's obsessed with me. Yeah, but,
you
know,
the thing is that he's in a very positive light right now. You go on Bachelor in Paradise, you run the risk of becoming unliked.
Last year at this time, we did, after the end, we did Outside Lands, and Dean came.
Yeah.
And Dean
they turned on him.
Dean had just come off of... So, Dean had just come off of, like, Rachel breaking his heart, the hometown visit with his dad, and...
He was beloved.
He was beloved.
And he could have been the Bachelor.
And he kept saying to us that he was... He said, just you wait, they're going to be so mad at me, just you wait, because he'd already filmed Paradise.
Oh, right.
So he knew there was, like, a window.
Yeah.
But he kind of got back in Winter Games.
It's because he's good looking.
He's so good looking.
That's what happens.
He's the prettiest one of all.
Yeah. Because you've seen a lot of them in person.
Would you agree?
Dean?
Yeah.
Nick's pretty cute, but he's, you know,
I've never seen him in person. Yeah. Is he cute?
He's very cute, yeah.
I hear he's really cute in person.
Yeah, he is.
Alex is cute, the Russian.
Yeah, Alex is cute.
Wells is cute.
Alex, I never found that cute.
He's really cute in person.
But I'm a lesbian, so what do I know?
Ben Z is very handsome.
Yeah, they're all like, you know, they're all very good looking.
Guess who else has fallen from grace for no other reason but his own doing? Ben Higgins.
Oh, my God.
He was in the commercial for Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm unlovable.
In an American... Yelling, I'm unlovable.
I can't.
I'm like, you were the Bachelor. You were in high standing.
I know.
Now you look like a dumb idiot trying to grasp
the
15 minutes of fame.
We watched
the lip sync battle with him. It was so desperate. And you're like, I feel like they just get caught in this cycle. Yeah. And it's like,
I'll do whatever you ask me to do.
And so it's like, Ben Higgins, you said, was saying he was talking.
Yeah, they talked about doing it again.
To be the Bachelor. He was so boring.
He was so boring. And he's just like the ridiculous stuff that he's agreeing to do. You're like,
I know.
Nobody's going to want to date you now. Well, you're yelling, I'm unlovable in an American flag onesie on the beach. You're embarrassing yourself.
If he was the Bachelor, he'd be like, every girl, he'd be like, I've been brokenhearted this whole, even on Winter Games, he was like losing his mind and like,
and it's
crying.
Not attractive.
No,
well,
it's
that's
like,
the other thing.
You're like, pull it together.
It might be time to go home, see your parents.
They do not need to make him the Bachelor again.
It's also like when you think about it, like this is the only pure moment in time. Like these guys, right before they go to Bachelor in Paradise, like Ben Higgins, when he actually confessed to Caitlin that he felt unlovable, that was like when he was a real guy. Even last year when we were at Outside Lands, none of these guys, like their season had just finished airing, so like they hadn't been exposed to, and like I remember Dean had a watch and he was nervous about selling something on his Instagram, and then like they get in so deep that
he was selling a watch.
It was like his first paid thing and it's interesting that like, although he's,
and now that's like all they do,
that's what they do. It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, you get into that world and you just want to like keep it going for as long as possible.
And some of them, if you are like Dean, he probably makes a lot of money. It's like, what do you do if you're like...
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Like, Ben is more marketable as single now. So, honestly, he should just stay unlovable his whole life.
It's so true.
Why find a girlfriend? You're not really marketable anymore.
They're all, like, selling, like, HelloFresh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Delivery boxes. And, like...
FabFitFun.
Those FabFitFun boxes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of diet tea.
Men's grooming stuff.
I'm like, how many of you guys are eating HelloFresh? Really? They're like, swipe up to see how I made this meal in 4 easy steps.
Have you ever sold anything on Instagram?
I have.
What'd you sell?
Miracle Whip. Was it Miracle Whip? Or no, Kraft. Something for Kraft. And Totino's. Pizza rolls.
Yeah.
That's in my wheelhouse, though.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think that's it.
That sounds delicious.
People will send stuff, and I'll give, you know, shout-outs.
Yeah, I give shout-outs.
You know? But I rarely get paid.
No, me neither.
But I also feel like a tool, so I don't seek it out.
Me neither. Like, hey guys, if you like my fake tan I've got right now, if you want to be as orange and splotchy as me, guess what?
Well, because like comedians, we're like,
I know,
being a version, we're like sharing our lives and our opinions, like, and then suddenly you're like,
but seriously,
if you need dental work done, here's the guy.
But seriously, if you've got excess hair that you're hoping to remove, Paul F. Tompkins, imagine if he was selling, you know,
those teeth whiteners.
Yeah, like Patton Oswalt's like, hey, do you need some more vitamin D? Yeah. Okay, so then so we've got Jordan. If there's, oh boy. This was also Bachelor in Paradise. If there's one thing Jordan Jordans don't sweat David's. That's when now he knows that he's Jordan.
Right. He's in on it now.
And then he said, I'm pretty sure I've got a pair of testicles and the prettiest girl in paradise around my arm. That was something that Jordan said in the ad.
Yeah.
That's right. He's now crossed over. He's no longer
pure. He's jumped the Jordan shirt.
He's no longer pure.
Who do you think he's hooking up with? Like crystal? Like
they made it look like it was like crystal.
Probably crystal. Yeah, because she's a loony. Yeah.
I loved the ad with, everyone thinks Shoshana is a witch. First I'm a Russian hooker. Then I'm European trash. Now I'm a witch.
What is this weird xenophobia going on?
I know. I was like, yeah, it did feel a little bit.
Goddamn Russian witch.
She's a Russian hooker witch.
So weird. Like,
oh boy.
Then there's Ben Higgins in his sombrero screaming, I'm unlovable.
That was the other, yeah, it was a sombrero.
It was a sombrero and an American flag. Robbie has had more work done to his face than all the fake boobs here in paradise. And there's a lot of fake boobs.
Oh, jeez.
Raven, I'm back in paradise where I had my first orgasm. What about that cartwheel in Lapland?
Wait, she's there? I thought she was with someone.
Well, she's with Adam. I'm sure that she went down just to be like, you know, they would dangle like Jade and Tanner as like, look,
showed up with a baby.
And it seemed like a buzzkill.
I think they came down to like, I feel like they brought the couples down to like propose to each other at the end. Like Ashley and Jared.
Yeah, it showed Ashley and Jared.
Raven and.
But didn't he propose last time, Raven? No, they're not engaged.
Are they having more marriage proposals out of that show than the Mothership show?
Yeah, they have a lot more proposals. So then Jason. Where was Clay?
Clay couldn't be there because he was training again.
Oh,
wait,
I forgot.
Clay?
He posted on the shit
nest. There was no mention of shit nest.
Was he even there?
No. There was no mention of battery, no shit nest.
A sex offender? They're probably trying to say.
Wait, are you talking about Lincoln?
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't even bring him up. They acted like he didn't exist.
Because honestly forgot about him.
Because he built shit nests and assaulted women, and he's a registered
sex
offender.
Wait, what is shit? What are you saying?
Gosh. Okay! Oh, God. It's my final one of the season, guys.
This is Arden's favorite thing.
So, anybody, you can fast forward for 2 minutes if you've heard me say this 28 times. All right, get ready. So, when you know how he was in the first four, like she met them live afterwards.
Uh-huh.
So then whenever they like, when the guys are up there, they can be like, wait a minute, I went to high school with Fortune. I know Fortune. Right. Like if you were one of the four that walks out live.
Yeah.
So he, Shitnest walks out. What's his name? Lincoln.
Lincoln
walks out and he worked at this company named Oracle.
Okay.
Which is like this fancy kind of Google type data storage company.
Yeah.
So somebody was like, I know that dude. That dude would put toilet paper on the floor in the public, like the stalled bath. There's stalls. Yeah. He would build a nest of toilet paper on the floor, take a shit in the nest, and then flush the... Yeah. No, or leave the shit nest or flush the shit nest.
Flush the shit nest.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He didn't like to touch toilets or something.
And then apparently he also
shat in his cubicle. Yeah. But we don't know if that's verified.
Yeah. Okay. But apparently someone sent a photo of him crouching and shitting.
I'm going to have to go down the Google wormhole.
And so not only he's a flat earther, he's a registered sex offender, and he shits in a nest.
Hopefully they're going to do some better background checks after this.
Generally, the guys were actually pretty nice this season, but there weren't
a lot of skeezy guys.
Which is why it was kind of boring.
But I love that they just didn't address it. They're just like, he doesn't exist.
That's how I would deal
with it. We never did anything wrong.
That's how I would deal with it. It's like, I don't want to talk.
He wasn't on there.
That never happened.
It wasn't like, sorry, Lincoln couldn't join us tonight.
TikTok. TikTok, let's make it rock. Amazing. Okay, so Tinder, 4,000 matches. They take a look back at why he upset people. He had 4,000 matches on Tinder. He was Captain Underpants. My professionality is my face. And cheers to you being a bitch, which was a great toast. Being me is my greatest asset. Being you is not your... being me is my greatest power. Being you is not your greatest power. That's why God talked about me. Mm. Also a win.
Yeah.
And then people go, okay, so let's talk about Jordan.
Okay.
Let's talk about that interaction.
What's your favorite Jordan quote?
I think I do like TikTok Lex and Make It Rock. I think being me is my greatest power. Being you is not your greatest power. That's why God talked about me, I think, is my favorite quote. Because,
yeah, who knows what it means.
What's your favorite quote?
That's why God talked about me.
I like attached to me is professionality.
Is my
it's
face.
My face.
It's amazing. And watching him walk is amazing.
Yeah.
How about that interaction with that guy that we thought was hot? Let's talk about the male capris.
Yes.
That guy.
High Waters.
What's his name? That was so Christian? Cute. He was one of my picks.
Yeah, he was. Aaron Foley really liked him because I think he was like a soccer player.
He was a soccer player.
I'm trying to think of the. You were mentioned the capris earlier. He wore them last night.
He wore
the High Waters.
He had the High Water pants. Yeah. He came out to fight with Jordan. He like called him out.
Male model off.
They had like, called him out for not being a real male model.
Do you remember that?
Where oh my God!
We?
You would remember
maybe
if you saw.
We were tweeting at that time.
It was he came out and he had on like
oh,
tight
I know
pants.
What I know what happened. Our power went out for like 10 minutes.
Can you Google Bachelorette Mentel All Capri?
So we
high
missed
waters?
That.
You've never seen. That's got to be the image for our show tomorrow.
Yeah,
it was literally they were tight. And then they stopped about here.
Why are men wearing capris all of a sudden?
Are they?
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of tight roll-ups.
There's also just like some straight up capri pants happening.
On Bachelor Paradise Australia,
like,
Grant wore a lot
like
of
cool
capris.
Guys. And you're like, I don't understand.
Why are they doing capris?
Yeah.
Like a man. Man
capris, but then their shirts are really long.
Joe Coy was wearing them this weekend. He called him Man Priest.
Did he really? And he won. He won Stand Up Comic of the Year.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
It is. He's awesome. But he's wearing capri pants.
You know
right
what?
Now.
He's got the confidence to pull off capri pants.
That's true.
In order to pull them off, you got to be the Comedian of the Year.
That's true.
Laughs.
If you're Comedian of the Year, you can wear Man Priest.
He was seeing the house moved around me. I'm the mouse. They're the elephant. I've got billboards up in their minds. I'm paving highways. I should have worn a work vest here. I think he's mentally ill.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's not going to hurt anyone. He doesn't seem like the kind that would hurt someone.
No.
But he definitely has got a few screws loose.
He was calling out Colton and Tia for their relationship, which I appreciated. He said, you want to talk about... When you talk about your relationship, is that of you and Tia? Let's talk about the Colton. Well, no, you have something to say about Colton, Katie. Oh.
I totally fell asleep when he was talking.
You actually
like 100% fell asleep.
Fell asleep
and I
like when he was crying
back.
About being yeah. called a virgin?
Completely
oh my God.
Fell asleep. I
when
missed
he,
it all.
What do you think about that moment?
When he said, and then he mentioned it again, you're calling me a pussy, yet I've never seen a pussy.
That was amazing.
Never seen.
Seen one?
Never seen. And then he repeated it.
Oh,
he repeated it. Never seen a pussy.
I thought, I mean, you can still be a virgin and have seen one.
I would imagine you'd seen it.
He's never Googled one? Google image?
No, didn't he say something? I thought, see, I wasn't sure if that's what they said. I thought they said something like, you never been fucked or something like that.
I think it was, you're a pussy and you've never seen a pussy.
I mean, I'm sure he's seen a pussy.
I would hope.
I'm sure he's seen one. He just hasn't fucked
he's
one.
He's such a nerd. I don't know. Colton's weird.
I liked him calling out his Colton's like glitter jacket. He's like, I'm not sitting here in my glitter jacket. People kept trying to come. Then stupid David was coming at Jordan. And people kept trying to come at Jordan. And I like that Jason defended him, saying like, you were being a bully and you picked on. Like, and then he's like, you're right.
I mean, listen, I'm not one to make fun of anyone who's a virgin. It's just weird to like be talking about
it.
So
stop talking about it.
Yeah, it feels like a personal thing that it's. I mean, I guess when you go on that show, that's like par for the course. You have to talk
about
everything.
About it.
But it just seems like keep it just. keep it to yourself. Yeah. You know?
And if you're not at
nothing to be ashamed of, for sure.
And if you're not at the fantasy suites, why bring it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they live for that stuff. They love it when somebody's got. And they were—they talk about Ashley's virginity on Bachelor in Paradise for years.
And then
she probably hadn't been a virgin in a while, too.
We watched Bachelor. Did you watch the Winter Games?
Yeah, where she apparently lost it,
and
right?
And then wouldn't tell us about it.
Yeah.
After that many years of talking about it.
She was like,
I respect my privacy, please.
But she probably had lost it before then, but it had become such a storyline.
That's the thing. You don't want to make it that big of a deal. Just go.
Yeah.
Just go get it taken care of. Just do your thing or not. But stop talking about it.
You want, but yeah, why are we hearing about this?
I like Jordan saying you're wearing your shiny black suit. You're a hologram of a man or a skeleton of a man.
Yeah, he went for it last night.
Nick said, David, after watching the show, I thought you were there for Jordan, not Becca.
I forgot Nick existed till
he
spoke.
With his wide eyes and his blonde hair.
Like, who are you?
Yeah, he was the one we thought was going to get drunk the first night.
I forgot about him, too.
Yeah, because his bio said he was a weekend warrior, and it's like, oh, you're just a drunk.
Yeah. And then somebody said, sorry, you took it too far. And then Jordan's like, wait, what's your name? What's your name? Wait, are you going to come get camera time? Here, come here. Come get camera time. Here's Chris Harrison. And he had the high waters. He goes, yeah, that was, you missed, it was pretty good.
Yeah, we missed all that.
It was
our microwave caused the short in our.
Oh my god! It was
electric socket.
So exciting. Jean Blanc was got called out. He tried to be a good guy, and then he whipped out the perfume.
That was a weird moment. He just wanted to have a little TV time,
and he wanted to get his like perfume brand out there again.
And she didn't even show the label.
No, and he was like, "Are you gonna squirt it?" She was like, "No."
Yeah,
yeah. Because why would she want his perfume?
Who do you think is going to win?
I'm pulling for Blake.
Me too.
I'm hoping that it's him.
Who do you think?
But she does seem to be keep going a little bit towards Garrett more. But sometimes the show's tricky like that.
I know,
where
they trick you.
They set it up to her. You think that she's leaning towards the one, and then it ends up being the other.
This is a good season in that it's not clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she seems to have been very, even though she had some hard goodbyes, she seems very clear about her decision.
Yeah. Who's your favorite bachelorette?
I loved, what was her name? She's now like working on HGTV.
Jillian?
Yeah, Jillian. I thought she was really fun.
I missed that season. Everyone loved Jillian.
Yeah, I like the ones with personality.
I loved Caitlin.
Yeah, she's got a good personality, and so does JoJo's got
JoJo.
Fun personality.
Yeah. I liked Rachel. I liked her till the end.
Rachel, I like Rachel a lot. I didn't love what's his face, but they're still together.
Well,
and
Brian, I feel like she does feels like, see, I'm not thinking about you, Peter. Like, right. she's still thinking about Peter. And Peter,
he was so cute.
And
I wish he could be the Bachelor.
He's the one guy that actually walked away from the franchise and is like, I don't want this.
I thought, because he said no, but then didn't he kind of like wish he had said yes?
I think so, but like
they
haven't.
Should bring him back. He should be the Bachelor.
I think they're now mad at him so much that they won't. They won't. Yeah.
They wanted that one guy to, when they were, before they picked Ari, they had the country singer. What's his name?
Oh, God, Luke. He was awful.
He was set to do it.
Yeah, and he was hooking up all these ladies.
But I liked him. I thought he was a good guy. And then it turned out he was such a player.
Do you remember his weird, like,
that's the thing. We all liked him.
He seemed like such a good guy.
Well, we've now met a lot of, like, he fucked us over in Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like, the way he.
Something came out about him, remember?
Yeah, he was just like playing a bunch of girls.
He was playing all these girls.
And he didn't talk to that one after Winter Games.
He never talked to that one girl again.
She was so sweet.
That's when I knew he was really
Stassi.
Remember his like dead Stassi? Eyes where they played into the commercial. Uh-huh. He's like, ugh.
Oh my god, that's right.
I was
he
like,
went...
oh, you're crazy.
But that's when you know that this show's tricky because he was saying and doing all the right things on. Yeah.
But I wonder if
that
it,
season.
I wonder if he like if it comes out like. Do you think he was a dog before, or they get a taste of it?
That can't just all of a sudden appear that level of it. I don't know.
But James Taylor.
Yeah. See, I think they get a taste.
Wait,
James Taylor turned into a
We could cut this out, 31. Oh. But like,
no, we can talk about all right, it. All right.
James Taylor was, we remember, because America, yeah, America fell for him.
What's his song?
And
he's
what
like,
happened? Is he a player
for
now?
A man
he
named play, Trump? Was,
yeah, he's with everyone.
Yeah, yeah, he came out about it. He was like
hundreds in like a year.
Of just randos?
Yeah.
Wow.
And now he like posts about Trump all the time. And he like sings songs about Trump on his Instagram.
Oh, I don't follow him.
He's a mess.
No, I just like see people like send it to me.
People send it to us.
It's weird this bachelor world, they all like it's so small.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's almost like, because we've like, again, we know some of them now.
Yeah.
I think it's almost like you all go to the same high school, just different years.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I went to that high school.
And we're all just watching them.
And I think now that like Instagram is a
and
thing,
judging.
That it's made it all like the fact that like they all become Instagram stars makes it way,
yeah,
way worse.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of them. It feels like some of the guys that or girls, it just feels like they're on there to make an Instagram presence. When before, mm-hmm. before all of this, when you'd be watching, you'd
even like seven, even like Caitlyn's season. I don't think it was that much. Like, I don't think it was.
I think Caitlyn's season was when it was really starting to become more into like a social media world.
She seems to be happy with
I know, Sean.
Yeah.
I hope they get married.
Oh, and that made me think of Blake because, you know, Sean really got worked up the end of her season and was acting like kind of loony like Blake is acting.
I mean, I guess for good reason. It's like, well, like, have fun fucking woman. The next guy.
Yeah, right?
The next two. For all he knew, it was going to be two more.
At least she only slept with one other guy.
Yeah.
But
I would go crazy.
But yeah, if you really love someone, that would be
I'd be like, well, have fun fucking Melanie.
It would be weird if all of a sudden you're just like,
bye, okay, Jackie, cool. Have fun. Yeah. Have fun with
Jax. Go
have fun with Kate McKinnon.
Hope you and Kate McKinnon have a great time.
Hope you pick me. Have fun in Lapland.
I'll be here when you know. If you get bored, if you don't like any of her movies, want to come over and check out what I'm doing. So I guess it makes sense that they get a little crazy at the end.
I was so crazy. Like, oh, okay, great. Have fun with Anna Faris. If you get bored with Anna Faris, I'll be over here. I mean,
but I'm all like judging like, oh, you're such a puss. Come on, suck it up. Whereas... You know, any one of us would be like devastated.
Like, oh, that hurts. Okay, I know the guy, good guy.
Yeah, we hang out. We talk all the time in between taping.
Yeah, he's actually really legit.
We've been roommates for the last 6 weeks.
But I know you guys are gonna go.
We talk about
in a tent.
We talk about our families a lot.
Solid guy.
Yeah, I've seen his penis. He's it's pretty big. Good.
He's big.
Bigger than mine.
They're both big guys.
I wonder if she likes that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I'm going to... Oh, this is just a lot.
Dude,
anyway.
Were you the one who made the joke that's like, what if she came out back to the rose ceremony and she was just like limping?
I think that was Kyle. Kyle done again. Remember last week when Garrett kind of laid his dick on the table by like he toasted like let's not forget last night. Can't wait to meet your. But he basically reminded everyone of the three of them reminded them like I fucked you 4 hours ago. Good to see you, Blake. Can't wait to meet your family. It was fun fucking you in that tent.
You don't want
to
hear about last night.
Yeah, she was just like losing.
Should we toast to a good night?
Blake's like artery. His neck. I swear to God, his neck. Because he also seems like he seems like a sweet theater nerd who's like found CrossFit. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like hit the gym and got him. But like you just see, he's like a theater. He wants to do like Guys and Dolls, but now it's just like
he seems so young to me.
I know.
That's the only thing. It's like I don't. Garrett seems like such a wrong fit for her. But then, and Blake seems better, but he seems so young.
Yeah, and he does. Ralph Garman thinks he's an angry guy that has a lot of barely below the surface anger about like the ex-girlfriend and the mom and the coach. Like he pointed out the mom that his dad is actually really hot, and the mom left his dad for like a dude like Mr. Magoo, like the fucking. He looked like Wallace Shawn, like the dad, the boyfriend, like, and his dad is actually like super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's some issues.
Like, if the mom's driving down the mountain 4 days a week to have dinner with him.
Wait, was that Garrett? That was
Blake after the breakup. They both had a breakup.
But I think Garrett's mom's the one who came to have dinner, drove into the mountains
four times a week.
Something like that.
We both looked at each other like,
wait, what?
Garrett hits his mom on the mouth.
Oh no. I think it's weird when parents kiss even their young kids on the mouth.
I'm not. Me too. I'm like,
I know it's your kid, whatever. One of my brothers does it. And I'm just like, not a fan.
I'm not either.
I'm like, really? Mouth kissing? Come on.
I think I got a mouth kiss by an uncle like recently.
Ew, no.
And I was so stunned by his like cologne.
There was like a cologne
and like, but he's like not like the cool uncle. He's just like an uncle. But I feel like I got like
uncle should be kissing anyone on the mouth.
I think I got a mouth kiss from a cologne ridden not cool uncle.
I don't want to mouth kiss anyone but my lady.
Yeah. Kiss.
We're kissing so hard right now.
That's Buffalo. Kiss.
Yeah, oh, my God. Like Buffalo.
The
chicken wings.
At the Anchor Bar. Kiss.
Oh, my God.
Kiss.
I was thinking about how funny it was that his like entire town shows up and then other people are just like, here's my family.
Yeah, you're right.
And then other schools, it's like, we've got a high school pep rally planned for you.
That's right. You're right. Buffalo was like, Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Wait, ranch or blue cheese? Ranch or blue? Oh, all right.
And then Blake has his whole high school.
Oh, my God.
And Garrett's just like, oh, well, here's my family.
Here's my tomato. Yeah. Move it. Oh. I was actually fascinated watching how they plant the tomato plants.
But, like, I haven't lived in my home, my high school home, in, like, 20 years. Yeah, Can you imagine having to be like, this is where we're going to go visit?
I would be so mortified. When I first started acting, my mom was like, I need a headshot. I was like, all right. So I mailed her a headshot. So we have one store. It's called Wilbur's General Store. We have a general store that has, like, canned goods, rat poison, tires, and, like, cast iron. Jeez. And I went in, and my taped to the meat scale at the grocery checkout, it said Little Compton's Own Art and Marine, and it was taped to the meat scale.
That's when you know you've made it.
Oh, that's how I knew I made it.
Yeah.
And that's how I knew. It was so embarrassing.
To the meat scale.
I think my headshot's in an ice cream parlor.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think or you know?
I saw it once, but I don't know if the ice cream parlor is still there.
I love your ice cream dances on Instagram. What's your favorite flavor? What's your favorite scoop of ice cream, favorite ice cream parlor in the whole wide world?
Oh, man.
Desert Island, one scoop.
Well, before there was like these artisanal
ice creams.
They're
everywhere, these bougie. I like a McDonald's.
My favorite treat was Baskin Robbins mint chocolate chip. That's what the only ice cream that was available.
I like Oreo cookie McFlurry.
Now there's like, you know, now we're like Salt and Straw places like that, you know, where it's like this bougie ice cream.
Okay, but Desert Island, bougie or Baskin?
But the best place we've ever had, hands down, was in Australia in Melbourne.
Yep.
They made their own gelato. It was handmade, fresh ingredients. And then they had a Nutella fountain.
Oh!
And the fountain was really warm.
Do you dip it in?
No, so they make a hole in the middle of the they let the Nutella go down into it. Ooh. We walked like miles to get to this place.
What flavor did you get?
I don't even remember. Oh, she remembers.
That sounds so good.
But it was the best thing you've ever had ice cream was.
I love ice cream.
Yeah.
And I like hearing about that.
Yeah. If you ever go to Melbourne, let me know. We'll look it up. Melbourne.
Oh my God! You could do an accent.
Rise of lights.
Okay, ready?
Good eye.
Here we have the most. Anna knows I'm really happy. There's hats were broken.
Oi noi.
What is it?
I said good eye.
Anna? Tara.
Anna.
Anna. Jacker.
We're terrible.
No, I truly can't do it.
I can't do it either.
We watched Bachelor in Paradise Australia.
It was amazing.
Oh, really?
It's crazy.
We're in deep. Are you worried about me?
You guys are in deep. You know, like, all kinds of secrets.
We're in so deep.
Talking with old contestants.
I know, although we haven't cracked any of the new... All right, let's talk about Leo. I love Leo with the long hair.
Oh, the stunt guy.
The stunt guy who's been in some softcore porn. Come under my umbrella.
He's not my favorite.
No, but he... But he...
He's been been in softcore porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where he got stabbed in one.
He's in like a murder
one. As a stunt man. Well, that's a more legitimate...
But I think that he's been in others. He has an IMDb credit.
I don't know. He's got a Fabio thing going on that I'm not crazy
about. I don't like the hair.
About.
I would cut the hair. But he at least wasn't a meathead like the other guys.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
And he could take a dodgeball hit. When his hair was up in the man bun when they were clamming.
Did you like him better then?
Yeah, I don't like the long hair.
Yeah, the long hair is too much.
It's grody.
And it's really long.
It's too long. It's grody.
It's like, it'd be different if it was just like to the shoulder.
It was like 80s. Metal band.
Yeah, yeah. Fabio.
For sure. I played Pictionary once with Fabio.
Flowy Fabio, curly.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
Yeah, he was not the right guy. How he made it as far as he did, I'll never know. It's a mystery.
She made some weird choices.
Yeah.
All right, everybody's getting upset about the Captain Underpants. Was that worth it? Was that everybody's being annoying?
Which one? The
Golden Underpants.
I thought that whole thing was stupid. It's like, you know, there's so many people that are like, why do you watch The Bachelor? Why do you watch The Bachelor? It's so dumb. I'm like, it's really entertaining. You're just being a hater. And then they have those dumb moments like that where suddenly he's like unbuttoning his pants and showing gold underwear. Then you're like, well, I guess the show is kind of ridiculous.
It is both the gold underwear.
It's hard to defend the show after
that.
It's the
gold underwear, and then it's also Jason like falling in love like in ice skating.
Yeah, you're just like, can't we just stick to the basics? Do we have to have these kooky things?
This was my favorite kook, though.
You like the kook?
I like this kook, because at least he wasn't a dick like Chad. A lot of the kooks, like Crystal or Chad, this wasn't a venomous kook.
True.
He was just a mentally ill male model.
Yeah, usually they have like more of a villain. I guess Chris was the...
Yeah, Chris was
the villain.
All right, so then Chris, they were like, so what happened? And he goes,
Chris,
I went off the rails, and then he had the choir.
That was another kooky moment where I was like, what are we doing?
I know.
This is insane.
Here's my theory. I don't know if this is... I feel like he may have been on, like... He felt roidy on the show.
Yeah.
And then maybe he's embarrassed and he watched it back. Like, maybe he was actually, like, on... I don't know. I know a few people that in the past have actually like dabbled in roidiness, and you get to be like a crazy hothead.
Yeah. He definitely was blowing off, you know, would go off the handle pretty quick.
I mean, I'm not... He just seemed like his temper was... And he'd been... It was weird. They gave him like 2 seconds to acknowledge it and then moved on.
Yeah.
What did you think of that, Katie?
The apology seems sincere, though.
I agree with you.
Like, it actually did, and he seemed like he did try something. But I think you're right that he seemed different on the show, and he could have been either on roids or withdrawal from something. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? But
yeah, I remember watching him on the show. I think after his first outburst, I said to Jax, I was like, oh boy, he'd be a real handful to date.
Yeah.
You imagine if he's like, who are you texting?
He would have, I mean, that was just like 3 days with him.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
He didn't seem embarrassed, though.
Hopefully he actually saw himself and like, remember when was her name? Lace on After the Final Rose seemed like she'd seen like a sobering side of herself, and then they lured her to paradise, that poor thing.
Yeah.
Like she'd actually tried to get it together.
I know.
And then they lured her to paradise.
Gave her a bunch of wine.
Yeah, like put her in the hot tub with freaking Chad. Like, all right, let's talk about Wills. Anna went to college with Wills. I liked his no mustache. I liked his suit.
Oh, yeah? You went to college with
him? Yeah, UC Davis.
Yeah, girl.
There you go. And you knew him, or you just...
Yeah, we worked at the coffee house together.
Is he a cool guy? He seemed cool.
I mean, we used to, like, date my friend, and we were just very, like, hi.
Yeah.
And is he hot?
That level of just, like...
Yeah.
Just straight...
Is he hot?
Yeah, I don't remember. He was fine. Like, ew, we were in college, so at the time I found him out there. He was more on like the frat side, and I was more on like the radio side. So.
Yeah, Radio Anna.
But we worked in the coffee
radio
house together,
Tana.
And he dated my friend, and he was just a very chill guy. I didn't really ever think anything of him until I saw his face on the thing, and I was like, that's that guy. His whole vibe was exactly that. He was just like,
yeah, he seemed really like her. They both seemed to like each other, but
yeah.
Then
I know.
All of a sudden, he was just gone.
And I know he was like tearing up watching it back. And he's another one. I'm like, I hope you maintain your purity because you actually seem like your heart is open. Like, I hope you don't go through the machine of this.
Yeah,
and just
he seems very genuine.
And then just start.
Katie. Well, I was gonna say I would love for him to be the Bachelor.
Me too.
But I don't want him to be like a ruined person.
But
either.
I think he's going to Paradise.
Is he?
Yeah, I saw him there.
I saw him there.
I know.
It's like the pit.
I know. And
gone to the pit.
And yet that's the only place they get paid unless they're the Bachelor.
The sex pit.
And it's the most fun to watch.
And
but it sucks because it like ruins them too.
I am excited for it to come on.
I love it so much. It's my favorite show.
Monday nights continued.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Really? It's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday?
So it starts, well... Isn't it? It's two nights.
Yes, two nights.
Is it Monday, Tuesday?
Monday is the finale, and then Tuesday is Bachelor in Paradise.
There's usually two nights per Paradise.
Well, I think maybe the week after is going to be two nights.
I forced Jax to watch all of these with me.
Which one do you like the best? Who are you rooting for? Who do you think she's going to pick?
She's like, I don't care.
You don't care. You don't like it. All right, if you don't care, but you watch it, who do you think, just observing it with no dog in the race.
The last two are the same person.
They look exactly alike.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah, she hasn't been able to tell them apart the entire season.
Well, Becca has an aggressive type, which is just a football player.
And they have like a high and tight. She likes like a tight. She likes the big neck.
But that's why I wanted her to go for something different.
Well, that's why I'm surprised she liked Ari. Because, like, we met her ex-boyfriend during Ari's season, who looked just like all those guys. But, like, why did she like Ari? He's, like, skinny as fuck and look like he's never, like, even picked up a football.
That's true.
What did you think of Jason? Do you think they would have been a good fit or he was not the right?
I loved Jason and I feel like I actually feel like they would have been really happy together. But he's not flashy enough to win. I think he'd be a good Bachelor.
Well,
she's not very flashy.
They've made her flashy.
I think that they actually would be the best couple. I think she would have been the happiest with him. But like, I think her like panties are going to pick like the big jock.
He can't like chop wood like how she wants.
She wants a dude. She has
an alpha thing.
She's got daddy issues.
She's got daddy issues, and I think she's been newly wronged by Ari, and she's like, "What's a man?
She wants a man.
She wants a man to keep her safe."
Yeah. Huh. All right. Well,
she's kind of like, I always say she's like kind of attracted to this weird like toxic masculinity. She likes dudes who like resonate like a aggressive manness where you're like, okay, we get it.
But that's I'm like, if Jason was genuine,
he would have been the best one.
That bummed me out because he seemed, you know, again, it's hard to know. He seemed very sincere.
It seems like they're really nice guys. Never win on the main show, but they do well in Paradise. So like like a Raven and Adam, or like Carly and Evan would never have happened.
You know what I mean?
Like, so I feel
he
like
was such a dork.
I feel like Jason would do really well in Paradise if he went.
Yeah,
like
because all the girls would be like, "I want someone stable."
Yeah, he actually feels like he would have been a great husband, and they would have been really happy together. Yeah. But like I think the panties have a pick, and
the
it's panties, not
the panties. She liked kissing them.
She did,
but she didn't even want to bone them.
She didn't want to bone. She did not.
That shocked me. I was like, you don't even want to bone them. Don't even want to just like
have a little night. Yeah, I know, right?
I didn't understand.
She did not.
Is that part of the Bachelor experience?
You get three freebies.
You get three freebies.
What fun.
I guess two freebies, but because one you're going to
know. And then you got to pay for those two for the rest
I mean, maybe she was she was trying to think more down
I think
the
road. It was sort of like not having to explain.
What makes her the least interesting is because she's so level-headed.
She's practical.
Like, well, you know.
Katie, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, especially because she kept talking about how good of a kisser he is. Like, wouldn't you want to have sex with him?
You don't want to know what happens beyond that?
Yeah. I mean, we all did.
I couldn't believe that. I still cannot believe she didn't want to bone him.
I think she was just so worried about hurting him.
Because you know what? I think his styling was wrong. He had the greasy hair and he had like the equivalent of like a pleated khaki.
And a lot of Staten
Island.
He's like pea coats.
It might have been
long
like
pea coats.
Yeah, he needed a stylist to like cool him.
Honestly, it was his hair.
Cool. I was like, brother, help.
It was his hair.
The hair, and then he had on like a pink polo tucked into like
the
Dockers.
Slick back.
Yeah, like when she dumped Wills.
I wouldn't have wanted to fuck a pink polo and Dockers.
When she dumped Wills, I like looked over at Jason and he was wearing a pastel polo.
Yeah, you can't.
And khaki.
Yeah, it's not hot. It's not cool.
So maybe that was part of it.
It's not like a rocker tee and jeans. It's a pink polo tucked in tight with greasy hair.
But I guess that's going to be his life. He's just going to be like a husband and a dad.
Yeah, he's
like,
that's why he'd be a good husband, but it's the dude in the polo and the Docker. You don't want to get in the bone zone with that.
He's just like a weird yuppie frat boy.
He's so sweet, but I don't want to bone
Jax
that.
Jax is pointing at my outfits over here.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Boning.
What did he say where he was like, she forgot my name, but after we kissed, she didn't forget it again.
Yeah. Like, he's auditioning hard.
He was definitely like trying to throw out some scripted
lines.
He was auditioning hard to be the Bachelor.
He's going
to
come back.
But the weirdest part was him being like.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But I honestly, the weirdest part was him being like, I really love the point. He was so happy. He was like, I really love the point where we could be friends. Come on, give me a hug.
That was the weirdest moment. That was all his. I think that was all his. His take auditioning as hard as he can to be the Bachelor. It's like, because she did that too. She was like, you know, it's just not meant to be. Moving on. Like,
let's do the damn thing.
Yeah. Even though 2 hours ago you chased me around an Airbnb that went on and on and on above. You just wouldn't leave this Airbnb.
She's like, I'm fine. I'm over it. What's next in life?
That's right. I wish him well. Clearly it wasn't meant to be.
They can't make him the Bachelor.
It would be Blake or Will.
Does it have to be someone from this season?
I mean, otherwise we get an Ari.
We need a Peter.
I don't want a Ben Higgins.
They need to mend fences with Peter. We need to bring back Peter.
And I don't
want
Colton.
No. It won't be him because he did Bachelor in Paradise.
What about Joe the Grocer?
No. Oh, he lost.
That'd be good.
No, but he lost out last night when he barely talked.
You
can see Chris being like trying to pull teeth.
I liked him.
What if it's Nick Viall for a third
time? Oh, my God. I liked him. I thought he was cute. I liked Joe the Grocer, but I like Quiet. Him? Yeah.
Well, that's because she's lived in Chicago for a long time.
I like a shy guy.
But if you're gonna be the star of a show, you can't be a shy guy.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I did like that Jason, he is the first openly gay brother, love is love is love is love. And then he was like, it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, lesbian, trans, bisexual. Like, he just kept going on and on. I look up to my brother. I liked that.
I did like that. That was a nice moment. Good for him.
It was the hardest goodbye. Give me a hug.
Let's be friends.
Yeah, he's like, how the hell are you? Like, I was like, weird. That's your ex.
I think that he's auditioning. Will said, you healed me. Where did it go wrong? And she's like, I respect you, but you did nothing wrong. Jean Blanc came up. May I come up? And he has his
That was
perfume.
A waste of time.
She's like, are you going to take it back? Which was amazing. And then she says, is it made of broken promises?
Roses.
That was, or like broken hearts. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. So then Chris brought up the chorus. Chris was a jerk. He wants to say sorry. Chris wants to say sorry. What did you think of that, Katie? The chorus.
No, yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was funny. I thought it was like a...
Oh,
you know,
come on.
I don't know. It was different.
Get that crap out of here.
I don't trust
like
Chris.
Like I said, I thought his apology was sincere.
Their crap.
I mean, I thought it was kind of funny.
No, I didn't mind. His apology was definitely sincere. But when they do that stupid cheesy stuff, like bring out a chorus, you're just like, why am I investing my 2 hours a week on this?
I didn't hate it.
He should have brought out Richard Marks.
Oh my God, Richard Marks or Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton. Donka Shane, Becca, sorry. I
you
got
know,
all
when
Freudian.
I sing this song to my wife, it has a whole different meaning.
Oh my God.
That was probably the best episode. Just Wayne Newton's face.
The sheer shock of seeing his face was
this,
the most memorable part.
Is this
of the
a very boring season?
I think so.
You liked it? Katie, what did you like?
Because I thought Jordan honestly made it really fun.
He was great.
I think what was weird about it is that Becca like is still clearly not ready for this.
And I like Rachel.
Yeah, and I think that made it very weird. But I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
I thought this season was boring. Ari's season was boring.
Rachel's was not boring.
No, she had some fun moments.
Nick's was boring.
Nick was boring.
Ben Higgins was boring.
There's been a lot of boring. How are we still invested
in
this?
JoJo's was okay.
I think the show, the concept keeps us coming
back.
And then
we get to have paradise in between. We do this so we get to paradise.
Yeah.
We do this so we learn them and then we get to go
to
paradise.
That's a good point.
We got to know the starting lineup, and then we're ready to
go. The next person needs to be more dynamic.
We really do. We need a better one.
Full package. We need some drama.
I know. We do. We need a good one. Ben Higgins.
I mean, at least Ari's ended on the big drama.
Ari's was at least, and you did not know which, like, Ari kept you guessing.
Yeah.
And he said, I love you to four people.
Uh-huh.
And you had young Becca and the taxidermy.
Yeah. So we had some interesting surrounding him.
Even though he was a turd, that was a good season.
It was a good season. He was boring.
He was a turd. It was a good season.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love that.
So I just want them not to pick a turd.
Me too.
Can y'all just pick someone?
Jason's not a turd. Wills is not a turd.
But Jason's not a turd. He's boring. You gotta have. You gotta have both.
I know.
They can't be a turd and they can't be boring. We need both of those boxes.
If Wills was the racist, let's see what happens.
Yeah, Garrett. But he's.
Oh God.
I think. Oh, Peter! Peter's boring, but hot as fuck.
I think Blake would be interesting because he would lose his mind.
Blake would be good. You're right. He would go crazy.
Every time he'd have to say goodbye to a girl,
his world would end.
Actually, he would be good.
That's a good point.
It would just be every episode him crying.
Yeah, I just can't handle it.
At the very end, they have the bloopers. We saw Wills hit her in the face.
Yeah.
We saw what's his name? Leo get nailed by the ball. We saw racists say, I like your balls. They're big and soft.
Which, they should keep that stuff in. That's funny.
I know.
That's what shows personality.
I know.
And then also, yeah, go on. Sorry.
Chris Harrison saying, the world is not flat. This is what happens when you drop out of school.
One thing I thought was interesting is, like, they showed when, like, she gets up to talk to Garrett's mom or
she walks in the other room.
Why don't they keep that stuff in?
Because it also shows that it's clearly planned. Yeah. That's like, okay, now you're going to ask her to go for a chat. Yes.
But, like, showing that kind of stuff makes it seem so fake. It, like, really bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, just don't show us
Yeah,
that.
I didn't like that part.
I thought that was hilarious. They just both walked.
Oh, I thought it was funny. But, like,
I know.
Like,
it made it look really fake.
But have it in the show or don't. Like, I mean, because that'd be kind of funny if they were like, oh, sorry. And then they go in the room.
How great was the moment? How much do we love John at the very end, the tag? John from what app? What was the app?
Silicon Valley guy.
Venmo. Yeah. When he said, I did the math. For 4,000 Tinder matches.
That was his only screen time.
You did 365,000 hours per year. That's bigger than the population of Orlando. That was amazing.
That was a
truly
lovely tag.
Just being like, I wasn't on the app that much.
That was a truly, like, math genius mic drop right there. Like, that one. He nailed it.
He's like, I'm only going to get one... moment on this show.
He's going to paradise. We looked it up.
Oh, he
should be the bachelor.
He is great. He actually is like.
It would be like really fun.
He'd be the best.
He'd probably actually
be the most
be the
bachelor. He's a nerd.
No, that's why
he's
watch
nerds fall in love. I want to see hot people that
kind of
barely have a personality.
It'd be so interesting.
Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be the bachelor?
Peter. But Peter's
his personality
suffers
is quiet.
That's the problem. When you're really good looking, you haven't had to develop your personality.
Yeah,
you
know? He's quiet.
All you do is talk about working out.
That's the thing.
You'd be like, you know, if it was a whole season about fitness.
God.
It'd be very interesting.
God.
He's just running a boot camp for all the women. Yeah.
We tried to get him to so many podcasts, and we couldn't crack him.
Yeah. Is he just...
He doesn't care. He doesn't want it, and I respect that.
He just wants his gym to do well.
Yes, and I think it's...
I get that.
I think he has enough... Like, he's still in Milwaukee. I think he has... all the work he could have for the rest of his life is doing
in Milwaukee
boot camp. So
but
like
Rachel basically sends him signals that she's not over him.
Just so you know, I'm over you, Peter.
I'm over you, Peter.
Peter.
Do you see us posing with our dog?
Fat Fifth.
Wait, she did. She did. Sorry, not sorry on the lip sync.
She did.
Battle.
Sorry, not sorry.
It's just like.
Like to really? Peter.
Yeah,
it's
basically
just like,
to Peter.
She's so not
Man,
over
she's
him.
She's so not over him.
That breakup was hard. Like
that was awful. He was blowing his nose on his shirt. And that was the worst finale. Because
yeah, they were both like,
because then
crying.
It was like, then it was like, oh wait, he's not going back. And now he's out here. We're watching it with her. And then now we know there's only one guy. So we're just waiting to see if he makes it to the top of the mountain. It was awful. And then she was
match.
And then she said, I'm living my best life to Peter, and that's what tapped me out.
I forgot about that.
I'm living my best life.
She's like, I don't think this show is for
if
you.
If you are living your best life, you don't say it.
I mean, that's the thing.
You don't say that.
You say that.
I'm living my best life, guys.
And then remember, she tried to torpedo him so he wouldn't be The Bachelor. Like, this is not your show.
Yes.
You can't figure out how to propose
that's
at the end.
Right.
She was trying to torpedo him so hard.
Yes.
So he wouldn't be The Bachelor.
Oh, I really want Peter to be The Bachelor now. I forgot
See?
About
yeah.
that.
Yeah, he needs to be The Bachelor. It would be juicy.
But he's just also another regular person who's like, well,
but I kind of like not... like a regular person.
I know,
but with person, I mean, I don't know,
guys.
I'm on the fence about his personality.
Final thought: who's she gonna pick? Who's gonna be the Bachelor? Who's she gonna pick? Who's gonna be the Bachelor of Fortune?
Oh, God,
leave it on the field, Fortune.
All right, she's gonna. I think she's gonna pick Garrett.
And who's gonna be the Bachelor?
Blake.
Okay, Katie, who's she gonna pick? Who's gonna be the Bachelor?
She's gonna pick Blake.
Oh, who's going to be the Bachelor?
I think it's going to be Jason.
All right, Jackie, who's she going to pick? Who's going to be the Bachelor?
Justin.
What Fortune said.
All right. All right.
Whatever I think she thinks.
Yeah, Anna. Anna, who's she going to pick?
I think she's going to pick Garrett.
And who's going to be the Bachelor?
I think she might pull an Ari. I think she picks Garrett and then goes to Blake.
Last night, what if she does that?
Yeah,
because
I had that exact thought last night watching it, being like watching like
card.
The next week.
What
being
if
like,
it's Jason?
What if she truly can't?
And that's why he was so happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What if she changes her mind and picks Jason?
Because I feel like either way,
do you think
like,
she's gonna do it at the finale or when?
No, I think she has a little bit more tact to do it not on camera.
Yeah, agree.
She
agreed.
Seems like after what happened to her, she wouldn't do it on camera.
That would be the greatest. Ending,
yeah,
only because it happened to her.
Oh,
like she picks Garrett and then changes her mind
and goes
dumps
back. After she realizes Garrett's
after
a racist,
she realizes his
likes
his politics,
and, stuff.
And then goes back with Blake.
But Blake
and,
will never get over it.
And Blake will take her
no,
back
Blake
immediately,
take her
but
back.
Never trust her.
But she probably never goes. Get over it. She probably goes to Garrett's farm, and it's like Chris Solis, where she's like, oh.
Also, there's Trump signs everywhere.
And it's like, she's in the middle of nowhere.
And the dad is staring, like, mentally.
And she's she's a publicist, right? She can't live in the middle of nowhere.
They're all mouth-kissing each other. And then he's doing mentally handicapped
it's
off
the
background.
Now,
in the middle of the state.
Now I'm like, hoping this happens.
I think she's going to pick Garrett. And I think Blake is going to be the Bachelor.
Either Blake will be the Bachelor, or they're going to bring back somebody from some other season. I don't think it's going to be Jason.
Dean?
Ooh,
that would be an interesting one. But
he's
still kind of a baby.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's definitely living his best
life.
Oh no, they broke up. I would make out with Dean.
Calm down, cougar.
He's so cute. Lori was like, am I going to cheat on my wife with Dean? This is happening. Dean makes you feel like you have Dean makes you feel like you have a chance.
Yeah.
And like it's destiny.
Yeah. Oh.
He looks you in the eyes.
Makes everyone feel that they have a chance. Yeah,
he's very attentive and charming.
Oh, we're about to fuck.
Every man. Did you find this on Chelsea? Like every major movie star.
Yeah.
Man that I've ever met, you think, oh my god, do they want to fuck me?
Do you know who I had that with? And I James Gandolfini.
Yes.
I'm not in a way that I legit thought we were gonna fuck.
Yes.
But
you had chemistry.
Was so charming.
Ooh.
And there was something about
him. It was like lightning.
That I was like, oh my fuck. God, I'm who gonna is fuck this guy? We are gonna fuck.
you must have had that happen.
That's too funny.
You must have had that happen like on Chris's podcast. Like just there's certain James movie Gandalf stars.
Yeah,
there are certain movie stars that you meet, and that's why they're movie stars. You were like, they want to fuck me. I'm the only woman in the world. Okay, you know, they have an intensity.
Yeah.
You know who I fucked me years ago at a party? John Hamm walked past me before he was famous. He was all bearded.
Uh-huh.
And he walked past me at a party, and I was like, that guy just, like, legit. I fucked me, like, which was like the greatest thing ever. And then I found out after the fact it was John Hamm. I bet I fucks everybody, and that's why he's Don Draper.
Yeah,
he's just
giving everyone that.
All
hug.
Movie yeah. stars. I'm sure I was one of 14,000 women at that party. That guy just I fucked me, like, because they just ooze sex. If you're that hot and you know you're the shit. And you know everybody kind of wants it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about James Gandolfini. Yeah.
But he had charisma.
Yeah, he was Tony Soprano.
He was. Yeah, he was a mob boss.
Yeah. Who That's did you have is. Chemistry with?
I mean, I'm trying to remember. I don't know if there's anyone specific, but like there were certain guys like Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
He just goes, hey, I'm Paul. Like, that's how they introduce themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Paul.
Yeah.
And then like Justin Theroux.
Yeah. Oh,
Scout made out with him.
Oh, my God. Were you like, this is happening with me and Justin Theroux? Who's I fucked you?
My dog.
Who did you have chemistry with, Anna?
Oh, damn. I don't think I've.
Yes, you have.
I don't meet famous people very
often. What about
often.
The bachelors we've met? Dean
was so attentive. Yeah. Like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, Dean would just make sure you're all okay. What? He would just come check in.
He would like kind of like touch your elbow. Yeah. And like.
Dean said to the woman who like was so sweet, who helped put it together, who had to like, he was the, when I put these together, I have to fucking wrangle bachelors to get them to email their W-9s in. Good luck.
Oh, geez.
So Dean was the last one in order to get his money. He hadn't sent in his W-9. They're like, yeah. Dean, we need you to sign here. And he just looks at her and he goes, you've got really pretty eyes,
oh
right?
My God.
She was like a 45-year-old mother of two. He goes, you have really pretty eyes. And she's like, oh, my God, thank you. And then he goes, what even is a signature?
No.
And then we were like, And then
she's like, you don't need to do this.
Exactly. I'll
sign it for you.
Yeah. My friend Lori, who is a happily married gay lady, was like, I think Dean and I have a thing. he kept grabbing her because she had to go home to her two little kids back in Berkeley. And she was like,
she's like, am I about to cheat on my wife?
And he was like, Lori, you can't go. You got to come out with us. Come on, Lori. And he was like, oh my God, like, I got to go with, I'm sorry, honey. I got to go with Dean. Like, this is my one free pet. We all were like,
that's so funny.
We all loved Dean. He was like, he had white pants had been so, they were rolled up to his knees and like his toe was poking out of his van. Like he'd been just like couch surfing to save the hotel money just with strangers, you know? Like,
oh my God, for real?
Yeah, but we just like, we're like, that's just Dean.
You're like, it's Dean. Everyone loves Dean.
Everybody loves Dean Free. It's just Dean, guys.
Well, that's why these girls fall so hard for him on these shows.
So lovable.
And he's like, how am I supposed to pick just one chick?
That's exactly it.
And that gets him in trouble.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Wells is also really cute.
Is he? I've never
seen
him in person.
Really? He's got smiley eyes and a nice smile.
Is he still dating?
Yes, Sarah Hyland.
They're still dating?
They're still dating.
Okay. Look at
this picture of Dean.
Oh, look how happy you guys are as a couple. Look how happy you are.
Yeah, you guys are really.
You guys are a great couple.
We were just like taking a photo and he just like.
Yeah.
That's putting his arm around me like that.
Yeah. Look, I've never seen you more.
I can tell you.
Anthony saw this on Instagram and was like, I'm sorry, who is that?
I'll tell you one person Dean couldn't penetrate at all.
Who?
this one, Jax.
You say that.
No,
you
say I swear. That. I swear to God, there's not one man in the world
except for that Joe the grocer. Grocery store Joe.
I've literally never seen one man make her even like bat an eye. She doesn't. She wants no
grocery
part of it.
Grocery store Joe. Okay.
Jax is gay.
So is Lori.
Dean, we should test it out.
Well, because Lori came up with a thing. She goes, I love Dean because Dean's a lesbian. He pairs off. He just likes to snuggle. Yeah. He pairs off immediately. He moves in really fast.
There you go.
He's like, yeah, no. He pairs off and he like wipes up immediately.
So that's my photo with Dean.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to find my
You need
with
Dean to come back on the show.
Oh my God. It's our anniversary.
Dean.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
You got a lot of
soon.
Horny ladies
we
over here.
Oh my God, Dean. You know who else was? Kenny in person. I found Kenny so cute in person. He's much smaller. Like, he's not all like
oh, really?
Big. Huh. All right. Anything else you want to leave on the field? Thank you so much for coming to do the podcast.
No, nothing other than Dean needs to come.
That's Dean getting just sat on by Dean.
Oh, man. Dude. You guys are real smitten over here.
We love that's me and my boyfriend.
Dean, if you're listening,
Dean,
I got three horny bitches right in front of me.
I'm going to show you my best Dean picture. Here's my most important.
They're all orgasming.
My most important Dean pod. Okay, here we go.
Is it not your screensaver?
It should be. It's my. I wish it, you know what? It might be now. It might be soon. Wait.
Ah, great idea.
That actually is like, I mean, oh my God.
You love this picture.
I love that
you
picture.
You posted this, I think, a couple times. You're like, TBT. TBT, Arden and Dean.
TBD, Dean. Oh my God, look at that.
Wow.
Look at how in love we are.
Good thing you're.
We're so in love, you guys. You guys, TBT. Oh, look at this one. That's me and Dean and Alex.
Yeah.
So good. I have one more.
Is that your husband texting?
Yeah, being like, what the
fuck? What are you talking about?
Look at that. Me, yeah. Wells, and Dean. Look
you're
at that throuple.
A man sandwich.
Oh, my two boyfriends from The Bachelor. Those are my Peter and Brian. Peter and
Gosh.
Peter. Peter and Peter. Oh, here's the other one from there. Here's me and hot Alex in his,
oh,
in his ladies' pants.
Arden, I've never seen the side of Arden.
Oh, my God.
Horny side.
Horny Arden. I guess I just like that.
Arden's in heat right now.
Oh, yes.
Look at all these. Now we know why she's doing this podcast.
Yes. All right, guys. Well... We've really been through something.
Now that we're all hot and bothered,
yeah.
It's time to say
if
goodbye.
If you're horny. Well, speaking of horny, let's get that song ready. Okay. Anna, ladies, everyone. Such fun times.
Such fun times.
How much fun did we have at your birthday party?
It was a blast. I wish I could have chatted with everyone more.
No, it was nice. We went to see Thelma and Louise at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. I'd never done that before. That was so cool.
Oh, yeah. It's really fun. It's
you
just,
organized. That was a big... That stressed me out for you.
I had to reserve spots for like 50 people.
You did it.
I did it.
Everybody showed up.
Yeah. But then once everyone's there, it's like, the movie's starting in 20 minutes. You're like, yeah. Damn it. We haven't even got to
It was
to
a great
talk.
Birthday, though. That was a great
was
birthday.
Fun. What I was most proud of, though, was at the end, there was a fireworks show, and they played all these songs by strong women.
Yeah.
And there was a song, what was it, Salt and Pepper, Always Gets Me Dancing. You and I stood up.
We started the dancing.
And then the entire cemetery stood up and started dancing.
We started the dancing. Was it Shoop?
It was Shoop or Push It. I can't remember.
Push It Always. Push It is never,
but
never
no, I've never seen that ever happen.
We actually got an entire
fireworks ceremony.
Yes, I'll meet you there anytime and get started dancing because...
So anyone that had a great time that night can
you're
thank
welcome.
Me and Arden.
You're welcome. And if your name is Dean, you know where to find me. In heat, somewhere in Hollywood.
Can I just say my favorite part of the entire Mentel All is when... Jordan got the last word.
Oh my god!
And yeah, that is literally like a fantasy scenario when you're leaving a room to be like, fuck you,
I know.
You suck, you're an asshole.
I know, it was so
you're
good.
My friend, I like you, you suck. I was like, oh, that's a dream.
I loved
to do.
It. Exactly.
Like all your
fuck
haters.
You, fuck you, fuck you. You're all right. You treated me badly. You're my friend to me. Fuck you. I thought we were friends. You fucked me over. Bye,
bye.
All right, everybody. Thanks for playing. Don't forget Nashville. This Sunday, 2 p.m., Jana Marine, Rob Benedict. I should start with Rob Benedict. I mean, Bachelor of the Year, that's a little more of a ticket grabber.
A ticket grabber.
Have fun with your mom.
Hey, thanks. Come
what
to Raleigh.
Is she going to?
I don't all of them. She'll be at all of them.
Does she go to all of them?
If she can, if I allow her to.
My mom is going to come with me to my Vancouver shows. She's not going to be on stage though, with those.
My mom would come to the Virginia one, but I'm like, it's one show. Do not come.
All right. We forgot to do Tweet of the Week, so fortune is gone, but I am here with the very delightful Katie and Anna. Are you guys ready for Tweet of the Week?
Me,
we sure
yeah.
am. All right. Here we go. Number one. This is from Olivia at @op_Cornelius. Jean Blanc, you smell really good. Becca. Thanks. Too bad it's not your perfume. Jean Blanc. Wait, take this extra bottle I keep in my pocket.
That's funny.
Melanie Harrison at Mel Sarhar. Overall, a successful men tell all. Jason correctly identifies every letter of the LGBTQ acronym. Chris Harrison correctly identifies the shape of the earth. And Garrett correctly identifies balls. Number three, Batch Street Girl at Batch Street Girl. The John Graham 2262 math nerd mic drop at the end of the Men Tell All is something I will carry with me forever. Quote, that's more than the population of Orlando. #, math wins.
Yes.
I love that.
I loved when he did that.
I love that.
The best thing ever.
Seth Vatt at Basebone One. The censors bleeped out Jordan's last word. Thankfully, Chris is inviting him up to the couch because the whole world needs to know what disinfuckity means.
Disinfuckity. They're all losing their minds.
Oh my God. A final one. Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Nothing gets the audience on your side regarding the plight of your privileged suffering in the Beautiful People's Club. Quite like beginning every sentence with, quote, as an athlete. Yeah. I love that. I'm going to do the as an athlete. And do you want the perfume bottle or disinfuckity?
I like perfume bottle.
Okay. So final two. Olivia at @OpCornelius, Jean Blanc. You smell really good. Becca, thanks. Too bad it's not your perfume. Jean Blanc, wait, take this extra bottle I keep in my pocket. Or Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Nothing gets the audience on your side regarding the plight of your privileged suffering in the Beautiful People's Club. Quite like beginning every sentence with, as an athlete. Mm-hmm. Katie.
I like the perfume one.
Anna.
Perfume.
I liked as an athlete. Perfume wins. All right, congratulations to Olivia at @op_Cornelius. Okay, bye.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.